my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello. Good morning. How are you? You're doing well? No. Hello, neighbor. I like to say that. I say it every day, but I don't get tired of it. I thank God for all of you. I hope you're having a good day. And this is the day the Lord hath made for you. He made it for me. God's been so good. And you know, in my life, I've lived a long life. God's been so, so good to me. I hope that you sense the goodness of God in your life. Saved to the uttermost. Here's a good song. Let's have the young people sing it for us. I'm so thankful that the uttermost reaches the guttermost, that God reached me.
I could tell of the story when thousands were fed, when he lifted.
I was lost, but now I am found. In the book of life, my name's written down. Now I'm part of the family, I'm a child of the King. This is my story, this is my song to sing.
I say
I am so grateful I'm saved. You know, I'm certain for you folks that don't know me, you probably think, well, this is a young voice. He's probably 25 to 30, 35 years old. It's probably what you're thinking right now. I know how you think, but I'm not. Listen to this good news. My twin sister and I were both saved. I was saved at church. She was saved at home that night. And this fall, it's going to be 70 years ago, we got saved. And I thank God for that. I thank God that for 70 years, he's taken care of me. I'm saved. Alvin Martinez, come on in here. That's it. Come and sing Thanks to Calvary. I don't come here anymore. I just had him sing it in church recently. I have him sing it all the time. It's a good song, and we're in chapter number 4 today.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw that same old crowd I knew before. And when they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them. I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I am not the man that I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. My face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. And then we went back to the house where behind the door. I looked and told her, never fear, you have a new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I am not the dad.
When God calls us in his word perfect, when God calls us perfect, that is just, it's complete. It's mature. And so he says, Jack, you're perfect. You're complete. Doesn't mean I'm without sin. It means I'm complete. I'm complete in Christ. And when I have love, I show that I am complete. There's always a demonstration. When was the last time you wrote your pastor a thank you note? When was the last time? And I'm not asking for myself. I get so many cards and notes and letters every day from people around here. They're so good to me. My church has been the most excellent church in all the world. But are you perfect? Now listen to this. Let's pick it up with yesterday's verse. Verse 12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected. It's mature. It's complete in him. All right, let's jump on down. Let's jump on down to verse 17. Herein is our love made, here it is again, perfect, perfect. You're complete. Verse 12, you're complete. Verse number 17, you're complete. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he, as he is, so are we in this world. It doesn't stop there. It goes to verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love, mature love, complete love casteth out fear. Is your pastor afraid of what you're trying to do in the background right now? I know right now of a staff member that had to be let go, not for moral problems, just he just wasn't working. And the deacon said, we got to let this guy go. He's doing nothing. He just does nothing. He doesn't believe in working. And so, you know, the pastor said, and they worked with it for months. And finally, they came to the agreement, it's time. Well, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You know, he loved the pastor, and now he hates the pastor. He's going around the membership and working the members and working the people. That's not Bible. You know, if this church fires me tomorrow, and they may, if this church fires me, I'm not going to raise my tongue against the deacons, the staff, anybody. I'm not going to do it. Look, what there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. That's the third time. Let's keep continuing that verse. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Four times in one text here, we find perfect, 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 perfect. God says that's mature. That is complete love. Do you have a complete love? Do you have a complete love for your wife, for your husband, for your children? I have a member here. Nobody knows who I'm talking about, so I can talk about it. But they've never expressed any love to their children. Their kids are grown now, but never ever one time told them growing up, I love you, or I'm so proud of you. Never, and always believed that the school should do things like that, but not them. Well, no wonder why the kids have rebelled. Your kids need to know you love them. That's perfect love. Well, I'm not that kind of person. Well, then you're not a good Christian. Or you're not perfect. You're not complete. You're lacking something. Something's missing in your life. When you cannot tell your children you love them, something's missing in your life. When you cannot tell your wife you love her, something's missing in your life. When you can't tell your husband you love him, something's missing. When you can't show and demonstrate the love of God to the members of your church, when you see someone battling cancer and you can't take them to the hospital, or you can't take them to chemo, or you can't take them to radiation, or you can't provide a meal, something's wrong with your Christianity. When you can't bake some cookies for something, something's wrong with your Christianity. When you can't sit down with a new Christian and help them, I got more than one right now, but they're alcoholics. They've done so well, and then several have fallen off the wagon right now. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm their pastor. When they fall off the wagon, I'm still their pastor. I still love them, and most of the time they get anger in their heart toward me. But as they get back off the drink, then they start. I'm so sorry, Pastor. I said that's not an issue. That's perfect love. What kind of love do you have today, child of God? Perfect love, perfect love, perfect love, perfect love. Four times he tells us, is your love perfect? His strength is perfect when my strength has failed. God is a perfect God. And if we are like him, we will be perfect in all our aspects of life. You know, it's been amazing this week speaking about this subject of love in chapter 4. If I'm attached to God, if I'm really attached to God, his love is going to come oozing out of my life. I'm going to love the brethren. I'm going to love the work of God. I'm going to love Jesus. Father, bless our dear listener friends today. I thank you for each and every one of them. Help us to be good Christians in our home, in our lives, in our church this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.